Hello and welcome to the True Self Podcast. I'm your host, Krista. Hope you guys are having a beautiful and blessed week wherever you are in the world. Today is week number 4 of the Reset Your Life podcast series, a 6-week series about bringing abundance spiritually, mentally, and physically. And it's just basically about living your life to its full potential without the limitations of the false self. Because remember, the false self is the ego, or that kind of puts us in this box where we're not able to fully realize our full potential as a spiritual being living out this human experience. So today is really an inspired podcast based off of some teachings that I've been following with Michael Singer lately, as well as my own life experience. And this past week has been, or these past 2 weeks have been very interesting for me because there have been a lot of things spiritually that are coming up for me. A lot of, let's say, false self blockages that are coming up. And one thing that is very difficult for myself, and I believe a lot of people feel this way, is it's easy to, at some point in your spiritual journey, to learn how to observe the false self or the ego, right? And recognize it when you see it. And, you know, like, for example, if you are getting angry at something and you're offended by something and you recognize, okay, this is my false self at play. The hardest part after you recognize it and bring awareness to it is learning to let it go. And Michael Singer has a really beautiful way of teaching how to let things go. Because I think a lot of times our knee-jerk reaction as a human being is just like to hold on to it, right? And not have that ability to let the emotion go, even when you recognize that, hey, I don't want this inside of me. I don't want this anger. I don't want this frustration. I don't want these feelings of sadness or unworthiness. I want to let it go. Well, how in the heck do you do that, right? And it's a process. So, you know, once we learn to observe and we bring awareness to something, we have to really change the way that we look at life. A lot of times I think we are just living our life and we're trying to avoid, quote unquote, our stuff, right? Anything that bothers us. We, and especially if you have a false self category of the controller, which I definitely am, you know, you may have built a lifestyle where you are basically trying to avoid things bothering you. I know for myself, I have to be very aware of this because I'll say to myself, okay, I've got to meditate at least 30 minutes in the day. I've definitely got to eat very good stuff for my body. I definitely got to exercise. I definitely have to walk outside. And all those things are, you know, they're good and positive things. But you know what happens to me, at least, is if I don't, let's say that my kids won't let me meditate, I get frustrated, I get angry. Let's say that I can't go for my walk, I'm feeling not as peaceful as I should be. And if I was in flow with my life, I would be in constant flexibility and happiness no matter what life threw me. And, you know, it's even when you're a very quote unquote spiritual person, it's easy to get in the trap of forming a spiritual ego where, you know, if things aren't going your way, in my case, I get upset and I shouldn't be upset. So what Michael Singer says, and what I completely agree with him, and it resonates very deeply, is that we should be embracing each moment of our life and learning to basically look at my purpose in life is to let go of my stuff and be in flow with my life, whatever the universe gives me. And it's in a living in a place of complete surrender. And when you look at the things that we try to avoid in our life, right, it's basically two categories. You've either got a fear that you're trying to avoid, or it's a desire, right? And these are usually the two things that come up in our mind that are roadblocks in, from helping us live from a place of pure flow, which is what we want in life. And we could think of our energy and our life as kind of like a river, right? And the energy is flowing down this beautiful river, right? And what happens is our fears, our desires, our stuff, whatever you want to call it, are like these big rocks or these small rocks that just go into the river, right? You keep on putting them into the river. And what happens to the river is the river's not flowing as well. The river may become overflowing in some areas. In other areas, it may be underflowing. So it causes these imbalances in our energy, in our being, because we have these blockages or these false self-created stuff that is preventing us from living our life, right? So what we need to do is, instead of trying to avoid it, we have to learn how to embrace it and not run away from what makes us feel bad. Because if you really want to be in your purest spiritual state, I believe that we all have to embrace the darkness, so to speak, or embrace what is making us feeling bad in order to remove the obstacle, to take the rock out, to let it go, right? Because, I mean, in my example, if I didn't meditate exactly how I wanted and things didn't go exactly how I wanted that day, right? I get a little frustrated, get a little angry. And what I usually will say is, just let it go, let it go, let it go. And it keeps on building, building, building. And I'm just like, I want to avoid this. I don't want to feel this way. I want to let it go, but I can't. And so energetically, what happens is it's pushed down, right? It's pushed down. And, you know, Krista, if you didn't get to meditate as long as you wanted to, and you didn't get to go on your walk as long as you wanted to, and you had to watch children all day and you didn't have any time to yourself, you keep on pushing those bad feelings down because you don't want to feel them, right? And then at the end of the day, you may have a blow up because you pushed all that energy down and you didn't release it as it was happening. So, you know, I think that, you know, an example would be from this week, actually, in my life, was I was trying to work and I also had my 4-year-old home with me, right? And the 4-year-old would not let me work. He just was constantly, you know, trying to get me to play with him. But mama had to do her work, and it was something I had to do. And I was trying to keep him at bay, and I was trying to be on the call with these people. And I got angry. I got so angry to the point in internally, I just wanted to scream. But I was holding that all inside of me, right? All of that anger and frustration. And I just wanted to avoid the feeling that I was having at that moment so much that I would do anything to get rid of it at that point. I was like, oh my gosh, I do not feel anger very often. This is terrible. I want to get rid of it. Please, resisting. I was resisting the anger. That is the right word of choice there. So as I was resisting the anger, I was pushing it down inside of me, and I did not let it go. I was holding on to that anger. And so later on in the day, when I was in the car with my two children and I was driving down the road, you know, I apparently was driving too slow. And there was this man behind me who was very angry. And he gave me the finger and he screamed out of his car. He almost jumped out of his car. I was like, dude, wow. But it was at usually those kind of things would not bother me. But I did actually have a little bit of anger towards this man. And I was saying, wow, I mean, this is never usually happens to me. So I must have still held on to the anger from earlier, and it was triggering me, right? And so when we're clear and we let go of things when they happen, we don't have the major obstacles and the energy pulling from us throughout the day or throughout the weeks or throughout the months or the years, right? That built up anger, that built up sadness, that built up stuff that we have, that fear. So if I would have embraced at that moment what I was feeling and said, you know what? This is good, Krista. You're feeling angry because you're in this situation. You should be happy. You should be happy that Spirit is showing you what you need to work on. And if I would have done that and I would have just said, okay, I'm just going to take a moment. I'm just going to pause. And I'm just going to relax. I'm going to take a deep breath. And it's going to be okay. This is just, you know, I'm embracing this. I'm not thinking that it's bad and trying to run away, far away from it as much as I can. I am in my moment. I'm just going to relax and just let it go, you know? And it's just as simple as that. And it's those little things that happen to us on a daily basis that add up to the big things, right? Because little energy blockages over time can add up into big energy blockages or big stuff. Or if you want to look at the metaphor of the river, it could be a big old boulder, right? A big old boulder of fear, a big old boulder of anger, a big old boulder of whatever it is, right? And I think that, and what these things are is they're big energy blockages that we have created because at the time that they happened, we didn't want to deal with them. We wanted to run away from them. We would do anything to feel good. That's just, we want to do what makes us feel good and avoid what makes us feel bad. But true spiritual growth, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, folks, is about embracing what life presents to you and living in a state of flow. And I know I've said this before, but if we live in a state of flow and we believe and we know that no matter what life throws at us, everything will be okay, we are basically signing up for the biggest adventure of our life. What's going to hold me back if I am not afraid, if I'm not going to avoid what makes me feel bad? What happens if I treat the things that make me feel bad with a different perspective and I say, oh, this is good. You know, this is Spirit showing me what I need to work on. So for me this week, it has been just a beautiful moment where I have realized that, you know, no matter where you are on your spiritual journey, sometimes we have to go back. We have to take steps back in order to really get a point, right? And I really hope that I get this point for me personally this time, that I have stuff. And I'm sure that you have stuff, and I have stuff that I need to work on, and I have rocks in my river that I need to remove, and I'm not going to be afraid of them anymore. I'm not going to run away from the things that that I'm afraid of and that make me feel bad, I'm going to change my perception because I want to live in that state of flow. And I felt it many times in my life, the state of flow. But what usually happens with me, and I think it happens to a lot of people, is if things aren't going my way, my stuff is hit, and I don't like it when my stuff is hit, so I will resist it. But now I am going to change the way that I'm doing things, and if my stuff is hit, I'm going to embrace my stuff, and I'm going to say, you know what, this is good, and I'm going to relax and let it go. So when you're looking at your life and you're really wanting to reset your life, the point of this podcast is that in order for us to live this life of full abundance, spiritually, mentally, physically, we have to change the way that we look at things. We have to change the way that we are avoiding the things that we don't want to happen, right? And if we get into those spaces where we're not avoiding and we're not resisting life, and when we do come up with an obstacle, we are just relaxing and we're releasing it at that moment, we are taking that step forward into that state of flow. And when I say in that state of flow, that is in true connection with your true self, your higher self, right? And when we step back away from the false self or the ego, and we let these things flow in our life, the magic happens, and we're living our life the way that we're supposed to. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you have a beautiful and blessed week. Namaste.